From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 17th, 2015. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail the plan to create a unified ambulance service for all of Greene County is moving forward. The special task force appointed to study emergency services has now presented its findings to the Greene County Legislature. The plan calls for fielding 7 to 10 full-time paid crews, depending upon periods of peak and lowest call volumes. Each crew would have a paramedic and an EMT on board 24/7, providing consistent response times of 3 minutes or less throughout the county. Costs have been estimated at $6.5 million. Revenue from third-party billing would bring in $2.8 million. The county and towns would account for the rest. A decision on the plan by the full legislature is expected later this month. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star the Hudson Common Council is scheduled to vote Tuesday, March 17th, on whether to conduct a full-scale environmental review of a proposed sewer line project. Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry maintains the project does not require a full review under the State Environmental Quality Review Act. Timothy O'Connor of the South Bay Task Force asserts the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency regulations require the review. O'Connor is also critical of the lack of required public comment solicited for the project. Perry noted that there were two public participation meetings in 2009 and a public hearing in 2014. The city has been awarded $600,000 to create separate stormwater and sanitary waste lines on Front Street between Columbia and State. The project is part of the city's ongoing response to a mandate from the State Department of Environmental Conservation to have separate stormwater and sewer lines throughout the city to prevent contamination of the Hudson River. Read the full story in the Register-Star. Colby Hamilton is reporting at Capitol, New York. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has called for an overhaul of the state's ethics laws, including an end to outside income and per diem payments and an increase in legislative pay. He laid out his ideas in a speech to the Good Government Group Citizens Union Monday, March 16th. He also called for making legislative terms in Albany 4 years instead of two, as well as instituting a system of public matching funds and increased disclosure for state races, similar to the one in place in New York City. Schneiderman also made the case for higher contribution limits and closing the limited liability corporation loophole, which he says, quote, allows wealthy interests to funnel limitless amounts to campaigns. Read the full story at Capitol, New York. Bob McCarthy in the Buffalo News reports that local Congressman Chris Gibson was in Buffalo last week talking state, not national issues. Gibson, after winning his third term last November, said he would retire, and many political analysts believe he is preparing for a 2018 run for governor. Quote, the economy is the number one issue, and it's not complicated, Gibson told the paper. We have to look at spending and have more broad-based tax cuts, particularly for small businesses. And we have to change the underlying environment with regard to regulatory relief, health care costs, and access to credit, unquote. The Kinderhook congressman both praised current Governor Andrew Cuomo for his Buffalo Billion program and also criticized Cuomo, quote, we want common sense, not common core. Read the full story in the Buffalo News. And the Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the average weekly wage in Dutchess County at $969 ranks highest locally and 83rd in the nation, according to the latest figures from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Delaware County with $781 and Greene County with $780 ranked next, followed by Ulster County at $763 and Columbia County at $734. In comparison, the average weekly wage in Manhattan is $1,732, third in the nation. The average weekly wages in Hudson Valley counties in the second quarter last year are as follows according to federal statistics. Westchester County with $1,215, Rockland with $1,003, Dutchess at $969, Putnam at $963, Orange at $825, Delaware with $781, Greene with $780, Ulster at $763, Sullivan $758, and Columbia County with $734. And the local weather forecast today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Tonight, a slight chance of rain showers before 7 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 11 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 20. Northwest wind 11 to 17 miles per hour with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Wednesday partly sunny with a high near 31. Wednesday night partly cloudy with a low around 14. Thursday, sunny with a high near 35. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 19. Friday, a chance of snow after 9 a.m., mixing with rain after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Friday night, chance of snow and rain, mostly cloudy with low around 29. Sunrise today was at 7:02 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:04 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 2 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the third Tuesday of the month and WGXC is just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Medical Services Committee meeting is at 4 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Durham Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham, 239-8260. The Greene County Legislature, Economic Development and Tourism, Government Operations and Finance Committees plus Party Caucuses is at 6 p.m. at County Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill, 719-3270. The Hillsdale Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall on Main Street in Hillsdale, 325-5073. The Hudson Common Council Finance Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m., formal Common Council meeting at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Hunter Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5748 Route 23A in Tannersville, 589-6150. The Lexington Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3542 Route 42 in Lexington, 986-6303. The Philmont Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Philmont Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. The Taconic Planning Board workshop meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, Route 82 West Taconic, 851-7638. And the WGXE Community Programming Advisory Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. at 704 Columbia Street in Hudson, 697-7400. WGXE Community Programming Advisory Committee reviews incoming program application, conducts programming evaluations, and provides feedback about the community program schedule. Meetings are held monthly and the public is welcome to attend. Information at wgxc.org/volunteer. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 17th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.